Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 8, 2021. The Kingdom of Desires. When reading the Torah, it is very important to remember that it talks only about spiritual states. If it writes about some king and his little kingdom, it speaks about what happens in our egoism, what desires reign in it, and what we can do with them, correct, overthrow, and appoint other desires. The king is an egoistic desire, which at the moment, reigns in part of our common desire and guides us. We have many different desires and they are all in a certain relationships with each other. These relations and their interactions, in principle, paint a picture of the world for us. Thus, we feel that we live inside our desires, which consist of inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human levels. Moreover, in a human desire there are millions of different small desires, so-called kings, among which there are also large ones. We are trying to overcome the desire that is reigning now, to capture this city and this king. Question: who becomes a king? Answer: it depends on the period in history. Yet, we are not talking about history, but about what is happening inside us, the exaltation of some properties and overthrowing of others so they replace each other, and all this rolls from the beginning of history to its end. From CapTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, July 26, 2021. An exciting adventure given in this world. If I am ready for bestowal to the upper without any conditions and reject all doubts, then I have reached the state of a spiritual embryo. I want to annul all my criticism. After all, the embryo receives nutrition with the mother's blood through the umbilical cord without any way to control this filling and no mind or feelings to check it. No one asks him whether he wants this filling or some other. He simply completely annuls himself and receives all the nourishment from the upper. This is an example of how we should be in spirituality, receive everything that the upper gives. But what about our egoism, the desire to enjoy? Whether we want it or not, we need to accept this whole world, simply in the form of a fetus. Everything that I feel in my senses is the upper and I am obliged to accept, justify, and bless it so that there is nothing but the Creator who determines everything. Instead of this whole world, I should see one upper force, and this will mean that I have entered the state of a spiritual embryo. And then my egoism will grow more and more during the 9 months of pregnancy and development from Malkut to Keter. And on top of this growing desire to receive, I have to annul myself more and more and take on a new form above all criticism. Criticism indicates that the embryo has grown and gained intelligence and feelings. But he annuls all this in order to receive more and more blood from the upper through the umbilical cord. All 9 months of the development of the embryo before the spiritual birth are only self-annulment, and self-annulment with respect to the whole world. After all, the whole world is the Creator in relation to whom we annul ourselves. And it is impossible to cope without an environment. This is an exciting adventure given to us, in this world. There is nothing else to do in this world except annul ourselves relative to the upper so that he will raise us. Thus, we will leave the animal framework and enter the human framework, which we define ourselves. After all, the upper gave us an opportunity, we annul ourselves before him and begin to grow. Once we were one soul, which then shattered. Therefore, by working on connection in the ten, we are essentially working on the entire global Kli of Adam HaRishon because it is broken only relative to us. It only seems to us that it is broken. Therefore, it is not terrible that we do not understand how to achieve the form of bestowal. The common Kli affects each of us, and all of us, together and from us, shapes the soul, that is, a form similar to the Creator despite the fact that it is based on the desire to receive. The point of the spiritual embryo is complete annulment of my desire to receive. And then, in the place where I restrict and annul myself, I begin to feel the opposite side of this point, which is the creator. And then this point sticks to the wall of the uterus of the upper end, allows me to continue to develop in the form of bestowal. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 4, 2021, Ibur, Impregnation, and Yenika, Nursing. The Collapse of the Role of the Elites. Question: if every person attains the meaning of life and becomes a rational person, then no one will be able to control people. Will the world's elites allow this to happen? Answer: it is not up to them. We are all under the governance of the upper force. It has control over us, not the elites. Naturally, while we are in our egoistic state, the upper force does not manifest itself. It hides and controls us through the so-called elites. But this is all temporary. Humanity will gradually mature to a state where it will be forced to change itself, and then the role of the elites will finally collapse. From Cab TV's Kabbalah Express, July 19, 2021. The Tower of Babel, the Rise of Selfishness? Question: during the construction of the Tower of Babel, which symbolized the growth of selfishness, there was a mixing of languages. This means that people stopped understanding each other, although they spoke the same language. What does it mean inside a person? Does he cease to understand himself? Answer: in fact, people not only do not understand each other, but they also do not understand themselves. It turns out that a person lives without realizing why, for what, or in connection with what. To the extent that he becomes an egoist, he gradually moves away from nature, opposes himself to it. He has nothing to replace this loss with. It turns out that he, in general, loses from both this and that side. Question: what happens in a person when he builds the Tower of Babel in himself? What is this condition? Answer: the construction of the Tower of Babel is what Nimrod imposed on the people to raise their selfishness. Selfishness must reach a state where it prevails over all other human properties. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, June 11, 2021. Prohibited Desires. Prophets, Joshua 6:18-6:19, and only you keep yourselves from the devoted thing, lest you make yourselves condemned when you take of the devoted thing, and make the camp of Israel a ruin, and trouble it. And all the silver and gold, and vessels of copper and iron, are consecrated to the Lord, they shall come into the treasury of the Lord. Comment: this is where a serious blunder occurred on the part of the people of Israel. My response: this is not a blunder, but a deeper scrutiny of the correction. Prohibited is something that cannot be corrected, something that is in an egoistic state. Although everything is corrected in the end, at the moment, a person cannot correct such egoistic desires, thoughts, and actions that are called prohibited. The egoistic quality of reception is attached to them so much that a person cannot get rid of them. Therefore, he just needs to stop using them because it is impossible for now to convert them to something else. Question: what is considered as prohibited for the last generation? Answer: almost everything, from the smallest to the greatest prohibitions. Right now, absolutely all the conditions are revealed and will be collected into a single demand for us: to come closer to each other, to love your neighbor, to reject egoism with all its four stages, and so on. Everything that has happened before and already exists in us, as given from above, must now manifest in us, as received from below. This is such a serious work and serious actions that some great Kabbalists said, I would not really like to live in this time. On the other hand, everyone will still have to do this work. Everyone. No matter when you live. It will be very difficult to live through all this. Therefore, we need to act decisively, firmly, and understand what is in front of us. Then, this will not be a problem. Everything depends only on understanding what a prohibition is and how we should work with it. From CapTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, July 12, 2021. Cry out from the depths of the soul. Prophets, Joshua 6:20, and the people shouted, and the priests blew with the trumpets, and it was when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, that the people shouted with a great shout, and the wall fell down in its place, and the people went up into the city, every man opposite him, and they took the city. The city wall symbolizes the screen that surrounds the city inside of which there may be impure desires, as in Jericho. Or, on the contrary, the wall separates people from external, impure desires. In the present case, there are more corrected desires around the city. Question: is it possible to deduce from this a law of the last generation? What should be done to destroy an inaccessible, egoistic fortress? Answer: to surround it, that is, to create such connections that would perform the function of a wall, a moat, anything that can be used to protect the inner part from the outer, depending on where the quality of bestowal is located, inside or outside. In the case of Jericho, the quality of bestowal was outside. The children of Israel approached Jerusalem precisely in that way, and when they took it, it was already possible to clear it out in a different way, to consecrate it, and only then settle there. Question: what should be the cry for the city to fall? I mean laws that we can call the laws of the last generation. Answer: the laws of the last generation are simple. You must cry out from the very depths of your soul that you want to be only under the control of the quality of bestowal, connection, and love. And then, all walls will fall. Practically, these are the walls between each and everyone. Question: aren't these the outer walls? Answer: no, of course not. This is what separates a person from a person. We always talk about the wall within me crumbling. From CapTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, July 12, 2021. Everything depends on the general correction. Question: will we still feel time when we evidently attain and reveal the Creator? Answer: it depends on whether our correction is general or individual. But when we reach the general correction, we will cease to feel our universe, our world. This world, as Balhar Sulam writes, will rise to the level of the upper world. From CapTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 28, 2019. Choosing the Ten. Question: on one hand, the created being is a puppet on a string. On the other hand, he can seemingly choose something. So can he choose or not? What does he need in order to have a choice? Answer: the only choice we have is the Ten. It comes down to entering the right society that will lead you forward and that you too will help. This is the Ten. So, organize in tens and then you will feel that you can really find different directions and landmarks correctly and thus change yourselves. Comment: but in the article The Freedom, Balhar Sulam says that a person chooses according to the desires and the tastes of the society that surrounds him, not by its best part, but by the majority. But you say the Ten. My response: a Ten does not operate according to its desires. How does a society choose its ideals? Is it according to its strong and clever members or according to the fools, the thieves, the bribe takers, etc.? Who gets to the top of the egoistic ladder? The greatest criminals. Everyone understands this. The Tens, on the other hand, were created according to different rules, according to different values. A Ten is a totally different system. It is mutual help, mutual love, and developing the right relations with each other that do not exist in our world. We want to create the relations of the upper world in the Ten. You try to do everything in order to bestow. Question: does this mean that I build a healthy cell in this ill body? Answer: of course. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, May 12, 2019.